Hi, Adam.
Hi.
Now the dust has settled and you know where you are, how important is it that basically you're 100% in charge of your own destiny come Saturday?
No, yeah, it's really important. Could have been obviously so different if we didn't get the right result last Saturday. We'd have definitely took this position and, you know, travelling back from Altrincham, I think I would have parted with a large sum of money to be in this position that we're in. So, you know, full credit to the players. They've worked their socks off to get us into this position. And, yeah, we definitely got to not play with the handbrake on Saturday and really sort of go and take the game to solid hole when we can.
And that's important, isn't it? Not going for the draw, going for the win.
No, definitely, yeah. You know, been easy, I think, in our position just to go and change tactics and change our game plan and, you know, park the bus as such, but it's not really in my DNA and philosophy to do that, and I think I'll be going away from what we've worked on and based our good performances on in recent weeks. So yeah, we don't want to change too much from what we've been working on and all the good stuff that we've been doing.
And obviously that's dependent on players being available. The players with niggles, you leave selection as late as possible, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we've got to, yeah. Like we spoke about already, really, it's one game. It's our cup final, really, isn't it, for us? One game to go. So we can't, you know, maybe protocol has to go out of the window a little bit. And there might be players that, you know, are available just for the last 20 minutes of a game. And it could be worthwhile having them in the squad and on the bench for us. So yeah, we've got to give every player the best possible opportunity to be fit for this game.
We know what players are like, though. Their legs hanging off and oh, it's only a small thing. Who has the ultimate sanction? Is it basically the medical staff?
Yeah, I have a good chat. I've got respect for the medical staff. I don't want if they're sort of saying that the risk is too high, then obviously, you know, I'll have to pull rank. But you know, if the player's really determined and they sort of say they feel really good, I obviously do the best I can to try and push that along as well. But you know, I've got respect for everybody at the club and the medical team, and if they're adamant that the player shouldn't feature, then you know, we'll have to go off of their expertise.
Now look at the 10 matches since you got here, 14 points out of those 10 matches. Most tellingly though, 10 out of the last 5. In the dark times, how important was it for you to stick to what you know will get you success?
No, yeah, definitely. And maybe it took, slightly went away from it for a couple of games maybe, and didn't enjoy the football, even getting a point at Kidderminster. I didn't really enjoy how we played. Certainly didn't enjoy the next game after that. So I think I maybe went off track for a bit, and having such a heavy defeat made me go back to what I believe in and get me even more in line to what I want to do. And I just felt that if we were going to, anything was going to happen, it'd have to be in sticking to the beliefs that I've got as a manager.
Strangely, is there frustration now the season's ending just as you're getting going?
There's a little bit of that, I'm not going to lie, but you know, in some ways, it could be the best sort of 6 weeks that we had, because get to know the club in terms of players, in terms of fans, the infrastructure off the pitch as well, and you get to know the nooks and crannies of the club a little bit in the last 6 weeks, and you probably get to know that even more through the dark times, and like you said, we had a few of those early on, and you know, we've got to use that as a real positive and now go in shape up ready for next season. Hopefully that's at this level again, to do all we can to have a really, really good season.
The good news is obviously that there's going to be over 1,000 York fans there. It'll be like a home game, but the lads now have performed in front of 7,500 people, so they won't freeze, will they?
No, I hope not, and I keep saying all the time, and I want it to be normal. I want us to, you know, generate this kind of, this interest around the city. You know, 1,000 fans travelling to away games, 7,500 at home games. You know, I want that to be the norm at this club, and they're only going to do that if the team's successful. And, you know, us being successful on Saturday, we're really going a long way to helping that for next season.
And you must be looking forward to next season, even though, obviously, one game to go. Because it's a big project, isn't it? And you've got a clean slate there.
It is, it certainly is. And as I said already, having the 6 weeks here, you know the size of the club that you're dealing with here, and you know that you've really got to be on it, and you know, going to do all I can over the summer to make sure we get players in that we can try and bring some success to this football club. You know, I think that kind of level of support in itself just shows you what a big club it is here, and you know, I really want to do all I can, and I'm sure the family were want me to spend a bit of time with them, but you know, you don't really switch off. The full focus is going to be on you know, being ready for next season, but you know, before that we've got a massive game on Saturday.
Well, everyone's rooting for you. Good
luck. Thank you.